أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin by seeking the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. We ask for Allah's guidance, we ask for Allah's assistance, His help in all matters. We ask for Allah's protection, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the burden of our evil deeds, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil that may reside within us. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah, a privilege that is extended to those whom Allah wants the invitation to be extended to, a privilege that we have to be grateful about, and that we cannot be arrogant about this privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. For we know that both the will and the ability to be here come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know there are those who have the ability to be here but didn't have the will. And we know there are those who have the will to be here but didn't have the ability. So we thank Allah azza wa jal for both the will and the ability to be here. We open up today with a very important ayat of Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْعَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. Allah so eloquently says in the Quran, He says, do not walk upon this earth with arrogance and in a state of insolence, being arrogant, behaving arrogantly. Don't walk on this earth in this particular state. And Allah, He tells us, He says, for indeed, you cannot, I don't care how big your strut that you think your strut is, you cannot pierce this earth, and you cannot reach the stature and height. You cannot attain the same height as the mountains. And Allah, He goes on to say that indeed all of these aspects are hated to your Lord. These are hateful aspects to your Lord. And here Allah subhanahu, He condemns strutting about this earth in a state of arrogance. Strutting about this earth in a state where we have in our hearts kibr. And kibr is a very dangerous disease. Kibr is a danger to the entire community. For we have arrogance in our hearts. This is a state of overestimating your importance. You think you're bigger than you really are. You've become big in your own eyesight. This is the state of having kibr and bukr. And also utub, vanity, when we forget who is blessing us with whatever we have. We forget that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a very important statement that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he makes. He says, and this is narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. He says, whoever has Adam's weight of arrogance in their heart will not enter into paradise. Do we ever reflect on this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whoever has an Adam's weight, a small amount of arrogance, will not enter into paradise. And a listener heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make this statement, and he was curious. He talked about an individual. This individual came forward. إِنَّ رَجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا. The individual, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, what about the individual who likes nice clothing and likes nice shoes? What about this individual? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made it clear for him. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful and He likes beauty. But He clarified kibr with two things. الْكِبْرُ بَطْرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. That kibr, arrogance, is refuting, turning away from the truth and refuting those who bring you the truth. This is kibr. And it's also looking down upon the people. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. Looking down upon each other. This is kibr that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he mentioned. And we don't have this right if we look at our makeup. Where our father Adam alayhi salam, he's from turab, he's from dirt. Imagine one set of dirt thinking they're better than another set of dirt. One set of dirt made from the dirt, thinking they're better, looking down upon another set of dirt. And if we look at this, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this right, has this privilege of being superior to all of us. And as Allah subhanahu in the hadith Qudsi, He says, Al-Kibriyaw Rida'i. He says, pride is my lower garment. Pride is my lower garment. Two of Allah's names. Al-Kabir, He's the greatest. Al-Mutakabir, He's the grandest. This is Allah's station. He's superior than all of us. But us, we are divided because of our taqwa. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Very clear. The most honorable of you are the ones who have the most taqwa. Who have the most taqwa. And we shouldn't think, go around the earth thinking that we're better than each other because we're from a certain nation, because we're from a certain tribe, because my skin is a certain color, I think I'm better than you. Or because I have a house on the hill and you live at the bottom of the hill, I think I'm better than you. Or I have a position of supervisor or king or president that I think I'm better than you. No, the best of us are the ones with the most taqwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another narration, and this was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the statement, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Three individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at. He will not look at them. He will not purify them. He will, an egregious chastisement will be there. They will have egregious chastisement. On يوم القيامة, on the day of standing, when this is the day we have to pay our debt. There's three individuals that Allah subhanahu will not look at. And one of these three individuals is Shaykhul Zani. This is the old man who fornicates. In my community, they call him sugar daddy. You know, I don't know about other cultures, but you have individuals who are older, they should be enjoying the fruits of their labor in their older age, not fornicating like the youth. This is Shaykhul Zani. Allah will not purify them, He will not look at them, and they will have a grievous chastisement on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The second individual is Malikun Kaddad. This is a king who lies. A king who lies. And this is the individual who has no business lying. They don't have to lie. They already have position of the people, but yet and still they choose to lie. And the third individual mentioned in this narration is Aynun Mustabbir. The poor man who is arrogant. Imagine an individual who has no reason, no need to be arrogant, but yet and still they're arrogant. They don't have nothing to be arrogant about. It's just like an individual who is ignorant. In their state of ignorance, they're still arrogant. This is Aylun Mustakbir, has no reason to be arrogant. And this is the reality. If we look at Luqman alayhi salam, he told his son, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your face from the people out of arrogance. وَلَا تَنْشِ فِي الْعَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Don't walk upon this earth with arrogance. And we see an example in the Quran. As Allah, He brought forth this example in this mutakabbir, and this arrogant individual. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. He talks about Qarun. Indeed, Qarun was from the people of Moses, was from the people of Musa, but he behaved arrogantly. He behaved pridefully towards his people. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. And Allah clarifies in the Quran, and we gave him from amongst the treasures. We gave so much treasures to Qarun. He was the cousin of Musa, alayhi salam, and he behaved arrogantly towards the people. We gave him so many treasures that the amount of treasures that he had would have been a burden on a group of strong men. Would have been a burden on a group of strong men. And it's very important if we look at many of the explanations of the story of Qarun. Qarun had storage houses of treasures. He had storages of treasures. And to each of the storages, he had leather keys to go to each of the storages. And when he would ride out, he would have his leather keys on a separate animal. Imagine Qarun being so arrogant that he's on his animal riding, and then behind him is his keys riding along with him. He was so arrogant towards his people. In the Quran, Allah said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ. His people told him, don't think you all of that. Stop behaving arrogantly towards the people. Allah, He doesn't, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Allah doesn't like those who are arrogant. And even myself, if I look at my own life, yes, I'm in a position as an imam, but it's my family who tells me the truth when I need to hear the truth. I have two older sisters, and they tell me, oh, they don't call me imam, believe me. I'm still little brother to my older sisters. It's your family. When you're in a state of arrogance, when you're in a state of pride, they're going to be honest with you. And his people, they were honest with him. And they told him, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. They told Qarun, share, be generous, as Allah has been generous to you. Be generous as Allah has been generous to you. And his response to his people, he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, this has been given to me only because of the knowledge that I possess. How many times do we get in positions and we say, we're in this position because of how hard I worked? No, all the positions that we have in life, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the will and the ability to be in that position. And we give credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not ourselves. And it's very important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified it in the Quran. He says in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ شَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Allah, clarifying the arrogance of Qarun, he said, did he not know that I had destroyed generations of men before him who were stronger than him in might and who had gathered more wealth than Qarun? But Qarun gave himself all the credit. He gave himself all the credit. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ And Qarun, he continued going around his people, behaving arrogantly towards his people. And very importantly, Allah, in the Quran, he divides his people into two groups. One of the groups, they responded to the wealth of Qarun, on seeing the wealth of Qarun. And Allah, he describes his people in the Quran, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا These are the people who love the life of this world. And when they looked at Qarun, they said, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. They looked at Qarun and they said, we want what he has. Innahu ladu hadbin nadim. Surely he is amongst those who possess great fortunes. We want to be like Qarun. How many times the youngsters of today, they look at the television, and during the time of a recession, they see their favorite star on TV bragging about the cars that they have and the nice mansion that they have. And they look at that star and they say, I want what that individual has. But this is the mistake that the people, Qarun, that they made, looking at Qarun and saying, I want what he has. And then Allah, he talks about the people, another people of Qarun. He says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ These are the people of knowledge. How did they see the wealth of Qarun? And it says, very important, وَيْلَكُمْ We don't need what he has. We don't need what he has. ثَوَابُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ They made it very clear. We don't wait like whom. We don't need what Qarun has. Perhaps there's something better waiting for those who believe in Allah, who do righteous good deeds. And only those who with patience will attain this. And it's very important, what was the ending of Qarun? After Allah describes his people splitting into these two groups, Allah, he mentions the ending of Qarun. فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah caused the earth to swallow Qarun and his dwelling place. Qarun placed himself up high, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to sink. When we place ourselves up high, Allah brings us down low. To the point Qarun was caused to sink. Qarun, he was talked about in the Quran. It talks about that he went after causing him to sink. He had no helpers bidun Allah. He had no helpers besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it says that he wasn't even amongst those who can help himself. Qarun had no helpers on that day, and he wasn't amongst those who can help himself. May Allah save us from sinking low like Qarun. May Allah allow us to read this story and apply it to our lives, causing us not to become arrogant. Because there are different things that can cause arrogance in a person's life. We'll name some of them. One of the things that causes arrogance in a person's life is perhaps good looks. Good looks. And one of the warnings of good looks is do not forget your beginning and do not forget your ending. We begun as despised fluid. And in one story you have, there was a wise man coming across the path of a man of status. And the man of status looked at the individual. And the individual, the wise man, didn't notice this man of status. So he continued walking and he turned around. He said, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Talking to the wise individual. And the wise individual looked at the man. He said, I know exactly who you are. I know exactly who you are. You began as a nasty, despicable fluid. And you were in as a rotten corpse. You were in as a rotten corpse. This is who you are. This is our reality. How great we think we look in this particular life. We all have fluids that if they come outside of our bodies, we will have to purify ourselves before we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our reality. And then we have individuals who are related to individuals with status. I worked in a prison, and there was a sister in the prison system. She came to me and she said, guess what? She said, I'm in jail, but guess what? I'm related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she felt that she was better than other individuals because she was somehow related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But our reality is that Allah gave other people talents, and we can't think we're going to make it off of another person's talent. For example, it's LeBron James and Kobe Bryant who can play basketball. And just because you're their cousin doesn't mean that you can play basketball either. And this is very important for us to realize. We can't allow these things to make us arrogant. And we can't allow our lineage to make us arrogant. We can't allow our status, our position in our life to make us arrogant. For Allah gives out positions to whom He wills. He gives wealth to whom He wills. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being in whatever position that we are in life. However we look in life, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever house we stay in is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever talent that we have, we all give credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا اتِنَا فِي الدِّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَن لَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. InshaAllah, brothers, let's move forward so we can make some room for the brothers coming in late. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين أما بعد. There's a quality in the heart of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this quality is known as تواضع. تواضع, it literally means, in this you have وضع, to place something down. تواضع is placing yourself down in order for Allah to bring you up. And this is the humbleness and the humility that we need in this particular life. And there's a dua that's important. And this is dua we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us small in our own eyes and big in the eyes of the people. But many times we become big in our own eyes and small in the eyes of the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the quality of tawadu, just giving us an example of this quality. In one incident, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he was in a marketplace and he was purchasing some pants. And an individual came in the marketplace and he was starstruck at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he went and grabbed the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet pulled his hand back, knowing that the man grabbed his hand in order to kiss the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon grabbing his hand back, he said, "This is what those foreign kings are into. I am a servant from amongst yourself." This is the humbleness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the individual went and grabbed the pants that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was purchasing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pulled his pants, he grabbed his pants back. He said, "The owner of these goods, the owner of these items, have more right to carry their own items." This is the humbleness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he would go into Medina, and the young lady, the young slave lady who had no status, no position in that time, would grab the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever she wanted him to go for that particular time. He made time for others. He accepted the invitation of others, whether you were black, whether you were white, whether you were poor, whether you were king. He accepted the invitation of those with lower status. He sold his own clothes. He fed animals with his own hands. And for the brothers, yes, the Prophet ﷺ, he did housework around the house. He did work around the house. And my wife is here, and I'm going to be held accountable after making that statement. So it's very important that we humble ourselves. The Prophet ﷺ, the men of Abyssinia would come, and he would serve them. And he would enjoy serving the people, not always being served all the time. This is a state of tawadu, being humble having humility, placing ourselves down in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us up. Having kibr in our hearts gets us nowhere, and it breaks down the community. We all need each other. We all need each other. Tawadu is a very important quality for a community to have. We are all in a position of need. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves that station of superiority. Of superiority. And it is Allah who is mutakabbir. It is Allah who is the grandest. It is Allah who is al-kabir. He is the greatest. For us, we're dependent and we need each other. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيموا الصلاة